The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis, Big Dog Wolf of McElroy!
Art is power, is sex.
Yes.
And politics.
Yes.
I'm Griffin McElroy, Citizen Griffin McElroy.
Oh, God, I'm so excited, guys. Edge of my seat. So excited.
Yeah, we're edging big time. I do wish someone would say the sort of premise of the bit. Otherwise, me and Travis sound completely unhinged right
now.
Yeah,
we're so excited because it is Megalopolis is dawning all around, theaters all around the nation.
Fuck,
I actually don't know,
dude,
if it's going to come here. Do you think I'll be able to see it in Huntington? I hope so.
Do you think you'll get to?
I hope that I will get around to
it. I heard Frank say, Frankie Coppola.
Yeah.
I heard Frank say that if your city is so much not like Megalopolis, you're not allowed to watch Megalopolis. He's not like trying to spread the message to smaller towns that they could be Megalopolis. He wants to congratulate New York City, Los Angeles.
Let me catch you up. Francis Ford Coppola spent 40 years trying to make this movie about New Rome called Megalopolis. It's in the same mode as Fritz Lang's Metropolis.
Yeah, I know. And he was so busy during that 40 years, he did not, from what I've heard from reports of his actions on set, spend any time maybe learning about social mores that had changed and maybe...
So that's not the point. The point
it's
is
part
that
of,
he
so
sold
it's part of Megalopolis.
Two of his incredible vineyards to pay for the movie himself because no one believed in his vision.
Damn,
and so
dude.
Now we are finally experiencing the fruits of those labors and the fruits of those vineyards, if I may be so bold.
What does that say, though? Like, if you're a Steven Spielberg, you're a Ford Coppola, you're a Scorsese, right?
And I am.
And you are. And you've made big blockbuster famous movies. And then you go to somebody and you're like, I have an idea for a movie. And you spent 40 years telling people that movie. And for 40 years, they're like, no.
I don't want to make that movie.
Absolutely not.
It'll be good. It'll be really, really good. Oh, we know. You make good movies. We just aren't going to pay for this one. No way.
Yeah,
no,
that idea sucks so bad. We don't want to work with you. A proven, successful director.
You made what a lot of people consider to be the best motion picture of all time. And I know you spent 40 years on this one. It's that bad, Frank.
Guys, do you know that there... everybody knows, but you know there's a scene in the movie that requires audience participation, right?
I did hear about this. So maybe this is why it's not coming to Huntington, huh?
This is news.
So this is true, except it's all kind of... a little bit wishy-washy what exactly the true truth of this situation is.
Yeah.
There is a scene in the movie where giant Adam Driver talks to someone who is supposed to be physically standing in front of the screen to deliver, like, at...
I didn't know that was something we could do. I didn't know we could do
this
that.
This is an option. Like in Mickey's Runaway Railroad.
Yeah. Goofy explode the train and then talk to the
train
Disney
explodes
employee.
And then the attendant says... right this way, everybody. Let's go inside the cartoon. This scene lets you be inside Megalopolis by performing.
Famously, so also cool. Visionary John Hammond's idea for the Jurassic Park tour.
That's correct, Travis. It is. Now,
he spoke directly with Mr. DNA.
Now, there are some theater chains that have already come out and said, no, we won't
do
this.
No, thanks. We can't hire actors.
So
we expect as a movie theater that by the time the film gets to us, the whole acting has been done.
Yeah, everything's actually contained within the movie.
So, yes.
And it seems like the line is actually pre-recorded in the film, right? But what this means is that you have a primo opportunity when you go see Megalopolis. And frankly, you will probably be fighting a crowd and it's going to be part of the joy of seeing this film.
It'll be like Rocky Horror.
If you learn the moment, you could absolutely justifiably bum rush the film at this point to be the guy. Everyone will. Yeah. I will for sure. So. Yeah.
It will take some commitment to get the timing right, because I haven't checked, but I have to imagine the runtime of this year, baby, ain't coming in at an 88. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's 220 from what I heard.
Ooh,
right?
220 or 2 hours and 20?
218.
Christ.
2 hours and 18 minutes.
Chunky.
Cool.
So you're going to have to watch that a couple times to get the timing right.
Travis, yeah. If I told you that Aubrey Plaza is playing a character named Wow Platinum, what would you say about that?
Sorry, Wow Platinum?
Sorry. The thing is, Wow Platinum is the name of the... It, another name from it, this Shia LaBeouf, is Claudio Pulcher is another character. Uh-huh.
Okay. This is what took 40 years. Wow Platinum alone took 6 years.
Jason Schwartzman plays a character named Jason Zanders. Okay.
That's cool. That actually
feels
like
that was that was kind of a gift to him, huh?
Yeah, that's what I would change my name to if I had been him. They put Dustin Hoffman in this one.
Dusty Hoffman, man, talk about he oh, is quite dusty. Hoffman. I would say at this point, yeah.
Yo, a lot of box office grime on this guy. Hey, he was a good actor for so long. Why did anybody put him in a film? Opens newspaper.
Newspaper? That was Francis's whole deal. You guys don't know that. He was like, I'm putting all the canceled people
all
in
the
here.
Dusty old boys.
I'm surprised Wow Platinum wasn't played by Roseanne Barr. We got Tim Allen. We got that guy from Mr. Show in here. We got him along.
Fuck, man.
And actually, he just recut it. He heard about Zachary Levi, and he was like, it's not too late. I'm going to cut him in.
We got
to
get
him. He's going to go to every movie theater and stand in the front and deliver the line.
This version sucks. I just sold another vineyard to add 70 minutes of primo Zachary Levi content.
John Voight in this flick.
Yeah, they do.
He can barely talk.
Reuniting Shia LaBeouf and John Voight for the first time since Disney's Holes.
I saw a clip of this flick where it was just John Voight lying on a bed with a huge boner that turned out to be a crossbow.
Wait, he had a crossboner?
Yeah, man. It's just in the movie for anybody to see.
I gotta go see this movie.
Can anybody go see this? I guess it's rated R, so not anybody can
go. Not anybody can guess. When can I see Megalopolis? Would it surprise you guys to know that Megalopolis is going to have to compete against two robot films?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough week.
Looks like we can all have a good laugh at Frank's expense, but some of the messages of that movie, I think, our gospel vis-a-vis the robots are going to take over all of cinema.
The film releases in theaters September 27th. So let
that
me
already
see
happened.
If I that's passed.
Time
let
is
me
passed,
check.
Yes.
Let me do a quick Fandango.
Yeah.
Let me do a quick tango with Fandango to see if I'm able to.
What if Fandango had an option where it's like, you can get in for free if you're the guy during the scene?
It's will you be pleased to be the guy during the scene?
Do you think there's someone who goes see Megalopolis 100 million times just so that they can have that experience of being the guy in the scene over and over? Maybe they can put it in their IMDb credits.
Yeah.
I never had a major breakout role, but I was the guy in the scene of 21 screenings of Megalopolis.
I was in the stage production of Megalopolis.
Huntington, West Virginia, where I can see vindicating Trump at three different times, but can't see Megalopolis once.
Ugh. Shame. For shame.
For shame. Oh, well. Hey, this is still an advice show. We still are all about helping people here. Even if you can't see Megalopolis in your neck of the woods.
And don't.
And maybe don't. It don't sound very good.
You don't have to.
I saw somebody say, you know what, just wait till it comes to streaming and then make the choice every day not to watch it.
I mean, here's how I'm going to consume this film. In a year, in short clips on TikTok of people saying, check this rowdy shit. And I'll be like, don't mind if I do. I got it in and out, everything I need out of Megalopolis in 4 minutes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Also Joker.
I can't believe a new joke. This is just fucking like him, too. He snuck one in there on us. Mm-hmm. First Joker, everyone was talking about Joker. This Joker, I feel like not everyone's talking about Joker.
Isn't that interesting? That's what makes him the craziest.
Yeah.
If you stop paying attention to that guy for even 1 second, it makes him
And that's so wild, because the people that often love to talk about the Joker the most, I would think they would love it when, like, a woman joins the main cast as, like, a counterpart to him.
It's there a more damning critique that a film or television review can lay on something than this piece of media underutilizes Lady Gaga? That all of a sudden I'm mad about the film that could have been, which was a kick-ass Joker flick. Yeah.
Stephanie's talent underutilized.
It makes me want to throw up on the floor.
Fair. Yeah. This is an advice show. I've been painting every week for the past 2 years. Good for you. It's a weird metric, isn't it? For how often?
Once a week.
Once a week? I mean,
yeah,
weekly.
How do you keep track? It seems like you do it on Wednesday afternoons.
Very strange.
And then you put a mark up
Maybe
on the wall.
Maybe it's a weekly painting class.
I will say this, man. If I had an artistic endeavor like painting or writing or something that I could consistently do even just once a week, I would never shut up about
would
it.
Would I be able... Do you think this is how healthy people are? Do you think that if I got into something like this and I did it, maybe I... What if I didn't hyperfixate on it? And
or
make
perhaps
it my
fixate
entire life.
At all.
What if I just did it sometimes? What if this would be weird?
Yeah.
What if I didn't do it sometimes, but didn't feel guilty about that?
And didn't lose interest if you went more than 24 hours. I often think, wouldn't it be wild to simply incorporate a new thing seamlessly into my life?
Right.
Yeah,
without
sure,
it being my new defining feature.
Yeah, wouldn't it be interesting to have a passing interest in a hobby and not sprint to the closest fucking social media you have and scream into it, this is my entire identity now?
That'd be wild.
Never talk to me about anything else.
Look at the hundreds of dollars I spent on this before ever doing a single second of it.
Megalopolis was right in this regard.
Megalopolis was right.
I have entire drawers in my kitchen where if I open it up, I am confronted by a museum of my temporary interests in perhaps say baking a bread or making a hard candy. I see the different food droplets, the flavor juice for the hard candy, and I think, boy, I should get back to using that. It won't happen.
Nope.
I won't do that.
So anyway. The next sentence of the question. Since I have so many paintings, sometimes I like to imagine the question asker standing there patiently.
Uh-huh.
Say,
I mean, that happens during live shows quite often.
Yes.
Just whenever you're ready, chef.
Since I have so many paintings, I often donate or gift them. Recently, I painted a particularly cute fox taking a bubble bath. I posted it on socials, and a friend commented how much they loved it. Foolishly, I offered it to them. Problem is, I've since fallen in love with it. I no longer want to give it away. Is there a way I can take back my offer? Can I offer joint custody? Maybe they can come visit the painting when they're feeling down. Or do I have to avoid my friend forever? That's from Alva. Additional info. I see this friend about once a month, usually at a mutual friend's house, pic of the painting attached.
This is, first of all, a primo photograph.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a primo painting.
Yeah,
I
called
like
it a photograph because it looks like it could be. It looks like it could
titled
be.
Sly Guy.
Yeah, we got ourselves a fox in a bubble bath with a ducky in it and a lot of just a prismatic sort of
damn fine color
smattering of bubbles.
It's
beautiful.
Really,
bubble
I love
work on
the
this
colors
one.
In it.
What a great
painting. Easily the best painting of a fox in a bathtub I've ever seen.
Yeah,
sure.
Not even close. I have a few pieces of art in my kitchen.
Brag.
That I commissioned from a local artist, Brandy Jeffries, and there are pictures of food you can get in Huntington, West Virginia.
Yes.
The Jolly Pirate Donut one, the still life, is my favorite.
They're really all, gross. Yeah, they are. I should mention, they're all still lifes because they are food.
And painting.
Yeah, and painting.
I could take a portrait of some Jolly Pirate Donuts, I think.
I guess. So,
a sculpture?
Recently,
is a sculpture a still life? Because it ain't moving.
That's a good, really good point. She recently did a gallery show at Smith Hall at Marshall, and she asked if she could like borrow them as like part of the show. So like for a few months, like my paintings were on loan. This is where I get to the advice, because if you're like, yeah, absolutely take it, and then 1 week later you're like, I am actually doing a gallery show of all my favorite foxes. And
that's cool.
Could I have that fox on loan to the gallery show? And then they're like, yeah, that's very prestigious. And then you take it, never another word about it ever.
I mean, you can also do that in reverse, right? Where it can say, like, where it's hanging in their house with a little plaque that says, on loan from artist's private gallery or
that's
whatever.
That's cool.
Because, frankly, if I had that in my house and somebody saw that, now it's taken what is.
That's what I'm suggesting. I'm not sure
what
we
lost. But I'm saying
it's
hanging in their house.
Yeah, Justin, what Travis is suggesting, and frankly, this is such a good fucking idea that it seems bigger and broader than this specific context, is we start selling little plaques that say on loan from the artist gallery, and you can put those underneath every piece of art in your house. All of a sudden, oh, this must be good art. It's on loan from the artist gallery.
Oh.
Where did you get this art? Oh my God, the artist's gallery?
Okay, now hold on. Let me say instead, what if we started selling companion plaques?
Oh.
Because I put these up.
Okay.
In my house, and they said work currently on loan.
Oh, and it's just an empty space.
Yes. You don't have to own any art. Oh, wow. You can just say, you just put these little guys up in your house anywhere, and it's like, this piece currently on loan to Metropolitan Museum of Art or whatever. And it's like, we should sell those.
I've always been jealous of a museum when they're like, oh, there's a wing over there, but don't go in that. Something exciting's coming, which is a great cover for we forgot to plan something for this month in that wing. I wish I could do that in my house, that when friends came over and I've like trashed a bathroom, and there's just I've just really wrecked it in there, and there's just like a plaque on the door that says like coming soon, something new and exciting.
Wow, when you hear about like some of these big museums, like 10% of the collection is ever like visible, and like 90% of it is just in storage. And every time I hear that, I'm like, can I just buy some of it?
Yeah,
sure,
like,
sure.
Can I just, is there some of the history that you would sell me?
Yeah.
So I don't have to come back later.
Justin, sort of a reverse Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Sort of a like, it doesn't belong in a museum. It belongs in my den.
Like, if you're not even going to show it, I'm saying, I got $20. Is there any history I could have?
I'll buy the dumb shit, right? I'm not talking about like a cool sarcophagus history or whatever.
It's just like old. As long as it's like old, I don't care.
You got coin? You got coin back there?
Like an old teapot or something. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'll
Trav,
it.
Like, this is like a really old. It's like so old. I bought it for $30. Like,
my thing is, museums only showing 10% of the collection. Let's go ahead and open up 9 more museums. How cool would it be every day a new museum?
How about you open the door? Let me poke around in the 90%.
Let us in the back room.
I'll tell you.
Let us in the back room of the museum to have a quick butcher's.
Hey, there's a room of the museum labeled chemtrails. I'm going to go in there and have a butcher's.
Yeah.
That's okay by you.
Take a quick
and then
butcher's.
Go room by room with me and the photos I've taken on my phone of the stuff I found in storage, and you justify to me why that painting is on the wall, but this, like, I found a fish in a jar isn't out there.
Yeah.
Sorry. Why is the painting better than the fish in a jar?
Knows that he can lay me pretty low, just like I have in a butcher's.
Yeah, I know. I got direct synapse control of juice on that one. What I bet you, though, what if it does get a little rowdy back at the back room of the museum and they're like, listen, we don't put it out. We don't put it out for a reason. Some of this stuff sucks shit. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, do you have a Claude Monet back here? Actually, that's Claude Money. And if you'll observe the art, it's not very good.
It sucks.
It sucks out a lot.
But we made a promise to his grandma that we'd take it or whatever, but we never said we'd display it.
Yeah, most of this shit is just grandma promises, estate sales where we just could not say no. Claude Money died and left behind a lot of really, really shitty watercolor pieces.
And like one good one, but we can't remember which one it is, and it's in the same box, so we just don't have the time.
I live in a small apartment with my girlfriend, and it's absolutely falling apart. Our bathroom ceiling is simply not there anymore. We're moving soon and hoping to get some money back out of this sour situation by going through local tribunal. Okay, so we have now exited our expertise of American law.
Yeah.
And we have now entered into Canadian law.
Do they call it tribunal up there?
This is as a Canadian law expert.
Yeah.
I guess.
Ass.
If Justin McElroy wasn't on sabbatical, I would ask him. Here's the thing. Our landlord is going to be showing this apartment soon, but we don't want anyone to live here. We wouldn't wish this on our worst enemies. We also can't completely trash the apartment to ward off prospective renters because of the whole tribunal thing. Gotta go by the book. Are there ways to scare off prospective renters without tipping off the landlord? That's from Desperate in Ottawa, Ontario.
I mean, shake, senora.
I mean, haunting, you know? Yes, that's obvious.
I mean, a little bit of that.
But honestly, Griffin, in this day and age, I think it's a selling point. I don't think haunting is going to scare people away the way
BJ's
it used to.
BJ's bigger than ever.
BJ's huge right now. I think that haunting is one of those things that it is attractive to a buyer until they have to stay in the house for one night. And maybe we should start folding that into the option period to avoid a sort of like the house has a secret red room that tries to kill you when you go inside of it. Because I think one night living in a haunted house, like if one of those guys wakes up one of my kids fucking once,
yeah,
that's toast, dude. I got to get out of there.
I think, but that's also good to have that option because it could end up being a very helpful, chill ghost that I'm happy to have there. And if somebody's just like, this house is haunted, I don't want that to inherently wave me off, right? Because I don't know if it's a good ghost or a bad ghost or what's up.
Are good ghosts even like a thing so much anymore? If you think about how many pieces of media we've gotten, I'm just in
propaganda.
Film critic mode, right? And just talking about Megalopolis has really activated me into full-blown Ebert beast mode.
Yeah.
I think that we've gotten a lot of scary ghost media, and we haven't had a good Casper or the...
Well, they canceled Dead Boy Detectives. They were helpful
canceled
ghosts.
Dead Boy Detectives. I think that we don't want good ghosts. We want bad boy ghosts.
We're afraid of what it would
the
mean.
Show Ghosts? Because that keeps being on CBS, I think, and some of you must be watching it. Are those good ghosts?
That's my wife. My wife is watching that. They're making that every episode starts with the audience barreling the camera saying, thank you, Teresa, for watching Ghosts.
I don't think in Ghosts, though, I think if they had their druthers, certainly after the first night, they would rather not live in a house with ghosts.
No, they become friends over time. From what I've seen casually walking through the room while Teresa is watching it, they all become friends.
He has one hand up so he doesn't get too scared.
Yeah. I mean, we used to like the idea of romantic ghosts, what with the Swayze of it all.
Yeah.
But now people, I think it's just easier for us to parse a ghost that is universally bad because it allows us to support our frontline Ghostbusters. In a way that I think is so less problematic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true,
Thank
Travis.
You to our first responders, which does include the Ghostbusters. I've been sitting here trying to think of how can you leave them a secret message that when they find it, they won't also think a ghost wrote this.
Yeah, fair.
You can't like write it on a shower door in soap, and so when they take a shower, if they're taking a shower in there, they already done bought the place.
Yeah, that's not something you do on the tour.
Yeah.
How good are you with like a disguise kit and makeup and stuff?
You
could go in while the landlord's like showing it, right? And you join in on the show. But here's the thing, you don't want to seem negative because the landlord's going to kick you out. So you're going to positively mention all the negative things about it. So you're going to see.
I might be crazy. Like, I like how stinky it is.
I love how stinky it is. This is great. Oh, I love how like the bathroom ceiling's halfway to a skylight. Right? Uh-huh. We're almost at just a little bit more crumbles away. We've got a skylight going.
I bet I could convince our upstairs neighbor to smash through their floor so we could have a full-blown fire pole.
I love that. I love how nothing works. It really gives us some projects to work on.
Yeah. You have to be scrappy in here.
You should get the blinds and make them so they're halfway up on one side and halfway down the other side.
Dude, that sucks.
That's a clear sign.
I wouldn't live in a place like that.
Some of them are like clipped off on the end, like they're broken off, and you can see like the there's a little square shape.
The fact that someone invented those and stopped is absolutely
crazy.
Someone
walked into the lab and was like, "That's pretty good," but how do they go up and down? They're like, "Oh fuck, I don't know. Let me fix that in 8 seconds."
It's like the Saran wrap guy. When the Saran wrap guy's like, "Hey, I finished," they're like, "Oh good, you've been in there for years. What is it? How you it's tear. Saran wrap. It's perfect. Yeah. Like, well, what if you use it? Like,
this is a good first draft.
No.
It's done.
I like how it all sticks to itself and doesn't do anything right.
When you use it every time, is it supposed to have a gnarly tear so that half of it is half as thin as the rest of it, fully stretched out like a manta ray tail?
Now, yeah, I did design it for someone with 8 arms to use so they could keep it spread out all the way and it wouldn't stick to itself the whole time.
It really seems like people are going to be doing a violent tearing motion really close to this razor-sharp serrated blade. Do you think that's good or is that bad?
Now, does the blade cut the plastic? It doesn't.
No.
Isn't that it? It's funny. It doesn't. Just fingers. It doesn't cut plastic.
And then it just kind of glues down to the surface. Sometimes, about one third of the time, it's going to stay on what you put it on.
What happens if I lose track of where it is on the roll? Well, throw it away. Okay. Yeah. Get a new roll, I guess. It's the worst thing ever.
We've got a narrow window of time here for a very specific solution that I think would be very good. They walk into the room with the landlord there to give them a tour, and there's two bloody corpses on the ground. It's you pretending to be, no dead bodies for real. It's you pretending to be a dead person.
Thank you for clarifying.
You have bones hanging from the ceiling, and you have written in red paint, like, you're next, and it stinks so bad, and there's, like, werewolf noises and steam everywhere, and they're like, this apartment sucks. It's so scary. Two people have been killed, I think, by a werewolf. We won't take this place. Next day, landlord comes back, like, what the fuck, guys? You say, Halloween. Decorations. We were doing a haunted house for the kid, for some of the neighborhood kids, and you just happened to visit during that one time.
And also, just quick side note, landlord, I hate you, and I hate this place, and
I hope you
rot in hell.
While I've got you, can I show you the ceiling hole? That is not a feature in most apartments. It's cool sometimes there because the plumbing exploded last week, but it was pretty easy for me to diagnose it because of the ceiling hole.
I could see exactly where the problems were multiple places.
But for the most part, it's not a good feature.
I don't like it.
I don't like the ceiling.
And I don't like you.
Facebook? Hit him up on the FB afterwards? I don't know how you get their names.
Oh, yeah, the runaround.
You got to bug the apartment, I guess. But that's okay because it's your apartment still, technically. You can bug it for sure.
As you're passing the landlord, landlord's bringing people, you pat him on the back. What's that? You've stuck a sign to his back that says, this place sucks. Get out. He's never going to see it.
Yeah. Or, I mean, he will change clothes eventually at the end of the day. I think you're going to have to stitch
it. But then he might be like, my house? Or this shirt?
He has to stitch it in the back of his coat and just high heavens he never sees the back of his own coat.
Just lock the door. Don't let him in.
Oh.
That'll do it.
You want to come see it? Wall of the key. You're in there.
If landlord comes by and is like, why didn't you unlock the door? He'd be like, the lock broke. Have you seen this apartment? The lock broke. Something didn't happen and it doesn't work no more.
You put a chair up against it? I've seen that in movies. No one's ever getting through that.
Every knob coated in jelly.
Yeah. And you don't know which knob is the right one. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? You walk up to a door with 10 knobs all covered in jelly. You don't want to get a bunch of wrong guesses.
Yeah, that's
true.
And
make jelly that on each jelly's a different color. That's going to really fuck with them. Because it's like, do they do different things?
Yeah. I'm wearing a green shirt, so I'll go with the green jelly just to sort of minimize my...
The DM's laid out all the clues.
Uh-huh.
Is there any kind of markings on the door that would clue me which color jelly I want to fuck with?
Get a wild fox in there. Just going absolutely apeshit. A wild fox comes out of the bathtub and just tears the place the fuck apart. Landlord comes by the next day like, what the fuck, guys? And you're like, do you think we put a wild fox? Do you think we put the wild fox in our...
We live here.
The structural integrity of this place has been compromised. On that, we can all agree. Surely the fox could have found its way in 1,000 different ways.
I think he climbed up in between the drywall like in The Matrix. I wouldn't put it past a fox to do that.
You could also just put saran wrap all over everything.
Well, that's seems like intentional prankery.
Then you have to buy saran wrap.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, it's not great. We are going to one day look back and try and remember which episode we spent a long time dunking on saran wrap, and we will never be able to remember it. Never.
We have to add it to the compilation because I try to bring it up pretty regularly.
Oh, okay.
Hey, can we take a break to do a brief advertisement?
Sure. This week we're sponsored by Saran Wrap. Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. Farts.
It's better. It's better with you.
right now, Griffin. I want you to tell me about Rocketmoney, but I want you to tell me about it like I'm a child. Explain it to me like I'm a child.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Interval guy.
Yeah.
Do you have any money? Hey, little mister, has the Tooth Fairy brought you some money to your place to you
I'm
lately?
I'm 40 years old. Why are you talking to me like this?
I didn't like that. I thought you were setting me up for a little bit of fun character play acting.
No, I was.
You were like, hey, go ahead and get your wheel spinning. And I was like, okay, vroom, vroom. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready to drive. And then you were like, why are you driving?
Okay.
It hurt my feelings.
Rocket Money is a service. And they want customers, okay? And so they asked us to help them get customers. Here's what
you
they
guys,
did.
That's you guys, by
this
the way.
Shut up. Here's what this service does.
Okay.
They'll look at how you spend your money, and they'll tell you, oh, you got subscriptions that you forgot about, and they'll help you cancel that.
Yeah.
That's a service, guys. Ads are not as hard as you all make them sometimes.
Sure.
That's a service. They'll help you figure out your finances, okay?
What?
They'll help you save a lot of money. It gives you control over how your cash is going in and out of the door. They save members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. What that is called, guys, that's me doing an ad, okay?
You're kicking
Wait, Justin,
ass.
Are they members or are they customers?
Huh?
Members or customers?
What? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
No,
what
bits?
You're doing. I'm not doing that.
Do you guys think that Francis Ford Coppola uses Rocket Money? Because I bet you Rocket Money would
I bet
like,
it would go a little something like this.
It'd go a little something like this.
You need to chill with your money, man.
We are spokespeople for a service, okay? They are looking for customers. We want to drive customers to them, okay?
Okay.
So here's this is called a call to action, okay? I'm going to tell people what to do.
Are you going
to
do a funny voice or?
No!
Do Borat.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going
to Borat.
I'm returning to the points from earlier.
Okay.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
Rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
Rocketmoney.com/mybrother. I read it three times because they're so concerned about people actually doing something as a result of hearing this ad. So
I'm gonna say, Justin, that was amazing. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about Stitch Fix too, since you're so good at this?
I do feel like I'm learning actively, and I'm taking.
Good.
I'm gonna take note. This ad juice. I'm gonna take some notes just to kind of like see if I can ape your style, and we'll do the third one. Do not worry about it.
I'm gonna start with Stitch Fix. The first thing I want to do with Stitch Fix is offer a little personal flavor.
Okay.
So here's a
personal flavor.
Connection.
Goes. You'd like to put the personal flavor
connection.
At the beginning of it,
and guys. This bit here is where you want to put in a little charm, a little kiss, a little wink. Here's
like
where you can get a little
like, do it.
No, that's later.
Okay.
You want to start off with a personal.
Do they have your personal bit written down for you to read?
No, it could be anything you want. Like, watch.
Off
I'll
the
do one.
So you're doing it off the dome. Isn't that scary?
I tell the truth. Here's what
off
I say.
Off the dome.
I've got clothes. And if you've got clothes too, but you want more of them and different than what you have, Stitch Fix. So that's a personal thing, right?
And I get you.
I've said Stitch Fix. That's the name of the business.
That's
so
important. Got to do name of
business. Yeah, you were kind of like teasing it, and then you're like, boom, Stitch Fix.
And now I'm going to explain. I set up a problem.
Now
here's the answer.
Solve
Stitch
it.
Fix. Okay. Here's the context. Stitch Fix is going to give you a stylist, and they are going to ask you some questions about what kind of clothes you want to wear.
Now, are you making this part up, Justin?
No, it's right in the ad copy. All you got to do is
okay, so you can read it sometimes. Okay.
But you don't make it sound like you're reading it.
Okay.
That's all they're paying you to do is not make it sound like you're reading it.
Okay.
But make it sound something like what's here.
Okay.
It
so it's like
here,
a de- it's like a de- so it's like a deception then.
Oh, we're lying.
It's like a deception.
It's not. It's show. It's a willing deception. It's
show
a, it's a
business.
Partnership.
Okay.
So this is where the business meets show, Travis.
Okay.
You find yourself actually at the intersection of show and business right now.
Okay.
And what
so
I was saying, you guys
thing.
Are going so deep into show.
Okay.
You lost track of business.
We got to bring business back. Okay.
It says here that I'm going to share a personal experience with Stitch Fix. So the temperature is getting lower.
Oh,
yeah.
Personal. Okay.
I needed some new garments
in
a longer profile, a more warming profile.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to dress myself, and I don't want to go to the mall. So I asked Stitch Fix to help, and they did. They sent me some garments. I kept what I liked. I sent back what I didn't. Guess what I sent back? None of it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't send back any of it because I loved their choices.
I've been using Stitch Fix for a long time, but I also found a couple of clothing brands that I also liked. Started buying clothes from them, too. And then in my last Stitch Fix, they started sending clothes from those brands. I don't know how they knew, but damn, they made ship even easier for me.
So make style.
I also use Stitch Fix, and they sent me a box full of toys.
Thinnest device.
Just
they sent him a box full of toys just for Travis.
Thinnest device.
It's they brought me bought me sent me a box full of toys for free just for me to keep. You can
imagine. They gave Travis a free box of now. Hold on, Justin. Should we say
my ad is almost done, and the final part of this ad is that I say make style easy. Get started today at Stitch Fix. I read this part exactly. It's yellow. Make style, but I try to make it sound like energy, like something you'd want to do. Listen to how I do with my voice, okay? Make style easy. Get started today at stitchfix.com/brother. That's our URL.
Okay.
Okay.
And then it says get Stitch Fix or get fucked.
It does. Which
I
like.
I don't think we're supposed to make
up. Now you've lied
stuff.
In the ad. Now you've lied in the ad. That's an FCC thing.
Okay.
Now you're up against the FCC. Now you got a trial. That's stitchfix.com/brother.
Okay.
Now you do what?
This bit is so far outside the expectations of what these advertisers want. It would actually be super cool if you all to maybe go to one of those links that we say. Just and maybe they'll think like, is this the future of advertising? Is like meta, deep meta comedy.
Meta, meta, all right, here we go. Data.
Chicken dinner. Squarespace, when I
match my tempo.
Okay. So personal connection. Squarespace. I was stood up for my sophomore homecoming dance.
Okay.
Intensity that I'm trying to generate for you, Griffin. I'm hearing nothing.
It is a little distracting, Justin, if I'm being honest.
The standing clapping, I will say, Juice, if you could put the kibosh on that, it's hard to clap over here. Squarespace. Personal connection. I got dumped like 2 days before my homecoming dance in high school. So that's about as personal as I can
go. That's very good.
And then it does say that Squarespace, and now I've said the name of the business, and I'll go off the dome for a bit, does the most bitchin' website.
No, okay. What if they don't want you to curse? Did you ask?
You didn't say that in your lesson, so I didn't even consider that.
Did you ask?
No.
Customers How do I do king. That?
Customer's king. Okay.
Listener always comes first. Customer's king.
Wait, which one
is
it?
Let me try again. Squarespace. I'll never forget the day I got my first pubic hair.
Okay. This is no notes, actually. It's really
And then off the dome, Squarespace helps you build great websites. I've used Squarespace and I built a great website. That's the personal connection. It's not an incredibly personal detail. Oh. I got confused. I saw personal connection in my notes and I thought maybe I'll tell the pube story. It's
I can
fucking
hand it
funny.
All to you, but it's so much more gratifying to see you discover it.
So Squarespace I've used to make a website for myself, and it's great, and it looks super good. I don't know fucking anything about most stuff, and I made a kick-ass website, and that's true of all three of us. So the proof's in the pudding, and the pudding is
the website.
We are the pudding. But Squarespace, it's the all-in-one website platform. If you're an entrepreneur, you got to stand out online. Squarespace is the place to do it.
He's doing it. Because
it lets you make a beautiful website and engage with your audience and sell anything.
He's doing it.
The content, the time that you have, all in one place, all on your terms.
He's becoming Jen.
It's so easy. They have like a bunch of different templates for you to choose from.
Oh, man.
Is it
because
I said templates? Damn it. Fuck, man. Do I have to start all the way? Do you start all the way over when you fuck up that bad?
Start over. Match my tempo.
Okay. I'll never forget the day I got my first pew.
No, just wrap it up.
Okay. So anyway, you pick from these templates and you have all these options and it makes it easy. And they have all these different checkout options if you sell stuff. And you can upload videos and put them behind a paywall if you want to sell access to a video library. It could not be easier. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
It's get Squarespace or get fucked.
Nope. Now more than ever, please go to those websites. It's the only thing saving us right now.
Hey, it's Julian at Max Fun. Have you listened to the bonus content for My Brother and Me yet? Some of the BOCO includes things that they can only share with the truly committed, including the infamous Detroit Star Wars Spectacular Live Show, a pivotal event in the Mabimbam lore, and an episode of Monster Factory that got left on the cutting room floor. You can enjoy those right now if you're a member of Max Fun at $5 a month or more. Now, if you're not a member, any time of year is a good time to join Max Fun at $5 a month and support the shows you love. And you get access to the bonus content for every other Max Fun show, too. There's a lot waiting for you there. So go on over to MaximumFun.org/join. Thank you so much for your support.
That was good.
I want to munch.
Squad!
I want to munch.
Squad!
Welcome to Munch Squad.
Hi, Count Donut.
Our podcast within podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating.
Count, I have to compliment your luxurious new cape.
Yeah.
Thank you. The cat has not found a way to piece on this one yet.
Yeah. Oh, she'll get there.
It's a beautiful winter, like kind of fall, winter, cool months kind of cape.
I want to piss on that, and I'm human.
The temperature is dropping, which can only mean one thing. Spooky season is finally a pain.
What season?
Spooky season.
Sparky season? Spooky,
you said it differently both of those times.
Spooky season.
You can't do it in the same way two times in a row.
Nowhere is scarier than in the world of donuts around this time of year because, oh boy, we got a lot of those scary ones. Everybody wants to do a scary donut.
Hell yeah, man.
The first
make
is from...
Make us shit our pants with these terrifying donuts.
Duck donuts have what's even known as the spooky box! It's got the candy, spider, and vanilla-flavored orange buttercream on one of them. And there's a crunchy spider you eat.
Gross.
Oh, gross. Delicious. No way. I'm not going to eat a spider. That's too scary,
There's
man.
There's a werewolf one that has maple icing and chopped bacon and raspberry drizzle.
Like blood. Awesome.
It's so cool.
I like horror, like gory horror movies. So I see that and I think, wow, a blood donut. Cool.
If these cowards had the conviction to do it, they would make it filled with like raw meat. They'd be like, this isn't just a donut that looks like a werewolf. It's a donut for werewolves. Come on, coward.
There's so many stories that I have to cover.
Okay.
Like, for instance, did you know that Duncan is also doing Halloween things this year?
No way.
Well, they kind of do every year, don't you
think?
They
have this famous, iconic donut that they bring back. Do you know this one?
The spider web.
The spider donut.
Yeah.
But they have hauntingly delicious new treats this year. October 16th. Thus, guests can enjoy a brand new lineup headlined by the Potion Macchiato.
What now?
You heard me. The Potion Macchiato. Let me show you a picture of it, then you tell me what you see.
Oh.
This is Jesus Christ. So it's looks like a good 3 to 4 inch layer of dark coffee on top of DeGrimmis Shake.
Coldest night.
Is it ice?
And it's got DeGrimmis Shake in the bottom half of it.
The bottom is DeGrimmis Shake.
Now,
did you fuck with DeGrimmis Shake, Count Donut?
No, we didn't get them where I live.
Transylvania?
Spain!
What they've done here that I think is an interesting stylistic choice is they did make the bottom half of the Potion Macchiato match everything around it, making it seem like a mistake that it looks that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't really pop out as delicious in any way.
If you are telling me that when they make one of these Potion Macchiatos, what we have between the coffee layer and the Grimace Shake layer is a razor thin...
Yeah.
Firm, perfect. Just Halocline, like where you see the warm water and the cold water pressing up. Like this is oil and water. There is no way this keeps that definition when we're on the field.
Every single Potion Macchiato takes 20 minutes to make, and 19 minutes of that is the person carefully pouring the thing on
each
top so
drop
it doesn't
mix. With a dropper.
We've also got another the spider donut. Do you see this?
Yeah, I love him.
It's different, though. They've changed it.
They did change it, didn't they?
In honor of the new purple-hued brew, Duncan's beloved spider specialty donut is getting a makeover for the spooky season.
Wow. Yeah.
The formerly orange-frosted donut is adorned with purple frosting this year. And as always, topped with a glazed chocolate munchkin donut or treat. I don't like this at all.
If
you, like me, happened to buy two different inflatables that are based around this exact donut.
Hmm.
Then
you have two different Dunkin' Donuts inflatables.
Right. So I thought it would be a limited time promotion. So I purchased two in case anything ever happened to one.
This is, so Count Donuts Donut has now shown us the Dunkin' website where they were selling a spider donut inflatable, but it's orange. So like, yes. When did they sell this? Did they sell this year?
Well, they're still selling it currently, so I feel silly like for buying two of them.
It feels like the makings of a class action lawsuit, if I'm being exact.
I just feel like you shouldn't sell a balloon of something you're going to change.
Yeah, I think.
For me, this has permanence.
I love the spider donut so much because it wasn't until I saw it for the first time that the thought of putting a donut hole in the donut hole had ever crossed my mind. It feels wild to me that I've never just like, I can fix that. Like, it makes so much sense.
I want to show you some more of their Halloween offerings. Here's what they got for spooky season, boys. It's all Dunkin's gear.
Huh.
We've got the Dunkin's track jacket and pants. You're finally, all your kids can dress like Benjamin and his friend.
Matthew. This is for spooky season in that their assumption is not just adults, but children will be like, you know who I want to be.
They are selling an $80 matching Dunkin' Donuts track jacket and pants for children to put this on your children.
This young girl that they have in the photograph does look like she is an inmate in a correctional facility
Yes.
who has been sponsored by Dunkin' in such a major, major
way. They are selling a Dunkin's track jacket, hat, and pants, or for $45, you can get a Halloween costume. There's a lower grade version.
Halloween. Like knockoff right next to
it. Halloween themselves.
You can get this donut fan costume.
Voodoo Donuts introduced the turtle cheesecake donut to raise money for cancer awareness. Hey, Voodoo Donuts, you're bumming us out. Moving on. Some of us are trying to have a little fun over here, pal.
That does sound delicious, though. I want
it. And it's for a good cause.
This guy isn't even a donut, but look at this Carville Crunchy Munchy Monster.
I love him.
Crunchy Munchy.
Crunchy Munchy
Look
Monster.
Look how happy he is.
He's incredible. I just didn't want you guys to miss him. He's not even about me. I just love this guy.
I love him so much. I didn't know your interest like hoved away from donuts for some time.
I'm a multi-layered person, Griffin.
Okay.
And tell me you don't love this guy, Griffin.
I love Crunchy Munchy Monster. I'm trying to think about, is that fondant, incredibly detailed smiley mouth made bespoke at each Carvel location?
That's a very good question. I don't have an answer for you. Lastly, I did want to mention old Timmy.
Sorry?
Tim Horton.
Oh, Tim.
You sound
angry. Get ready to be chilled to the bone.
Do you have beef with Tim Horton?
Get ready to be chilled to the bone. They got new chocolate peanut butter iced cappuccino with Reese's. They got dream cookies made with Reese's and pecans. They got dream cookies made with M&M's.
Dream cookies?
And then here's their big thing, right? That it's, you're going to get really excited about this.
Okay.
Timbits trick-or-treat buckets. So what?
Oh,
that's not the new donut for me to eat. It's a bucket.
Well, hold on, Count Donut, because you're telling me that you don't often have to go from one room of your, what I assume is a castle or a keep, and then get to the other room.
Where
and you're
do
like,
you live?
Yeah.
What? I live in a condo.
Ah.
You live in a condo in Spain. Cool, beautiful.
A condo in Spain with many other sexy co-eds like myself.
Can you buy a bucket of the filled pre-filled with these little donut holes? Yes. I guess
or
so, right?
Is what is
on the offer, with the idea being that you would take this bucket of Timbits once it's been completed with all 31 Timbits inside. Here's the quote.
Tim Hortons is here to help you celebrate Halloween this year with all treats, no tricks. Stop in to enjoy our delicious new chocolate candy-themed baked goods and beverages reminiscent of nostalgic Halloween candy hauls. And be sure to pick up this year's new edition of our Timbits Trick-or-Treat Buckets, filled with 31 Timbits, of course. We are so excited that our Timbits Trick-or-Treat Buckets have become part of so many guests' Halloween traditions, and are looking forward to seeing parents share photos of their adorable trick-or-treaters with their glow-in-the-dark Timbits buckets this year, says Katerina Gliptis, the president of Tim Hortons U.S.
Can you scroll back up for me?
You want to see that picture again?
Yeah. If that's the same size as the cup, that's not very big, Tim Hortons.
No, there's been a little bit of Photoshop mistakery happening here.
Yes, they've had some problems.
I mean, straight up, Ronald stopped watching the throne for a second.
That's true.
Because McDonald's was the chief of the Halloween trick-or-treat bucket game, and they must have stopped doing it.
Ronald has been phoning it in for a while now.
Yeah.
I also want to say that when I take my children to go trick-or-treating, they better come back with more than 31 Timbits worth of candy.
Yeah.
This is an embarrassingly small... Look at it. If
you
I one day am lucky enough to have children of my own, this is what I like.
Are you trying?
That's a really personal question.
Such a personal question.
Well, we've known each other for a really long time.
It's so personal, it feels weird even to ask an
imaginary
character.
Let's text him. Let's text Count Donut about his fertility in our group text chain that we have when we're not recording the podcast.
But listen, this is what I wanted to point out. Look at this bucket.
Oh, wow.
Duncan is introducing a Halloween Munchkins bucket, a must-have for trick-or-treat this holiday. The purple bucket, illustrated with a sweet Halloween motif, can be filled with a 50-count assortment of Munchkins donut treats.
Man.
The bar has been raised.
The game has changed.
Does it glow
if
in the
you
dark?
Gave me a bucket with 50 Dunkies in it,
imagine.
I would get into some trouble that
weekend. You're going to fill it up with candy. There's a quote here I meant to read from Duncan.
At Duncan, we love keeping guests fueled through every season, Halloween is no exception. With beloved treats like our spider donut and new menu items like the potion macchiato, we're excited to give customers a delicious way to celebrate the spooky season, says Beth Turn, the vice president of category management at Dunkin'.
You sound like a very confused Cerberus at the moment.
Whether it's picking up a Munchkins bucket for trick-or-treating or sharing festive donuts with friends and family or invalidating the kick-ass balloon you bought about the donut last year. We've got everything you need to make Halloween a little sweeter.
That's what great. Everyone is doing. I will remind everyone, as I do whenever Duncan is mentioned here, that their donuts are inedible, and you shouldn't consume them with your human body. The donuts there are all pranks and jokes, and you shouldn't eat them. You're better than that. You're
worth more. Buy local. Come on.
Buy anything but Duncan.
Unless you live in Boston, in which case Duncan is local then.
That's what you got. Hey, speaking of local... Next week.
Oh, wait. You can be excused, Count Donut. You don't have to do all of our back matter business.
Oh, that's okay. I already let him go. He had to catch.
Wow.
An
he
Uber.
Didn't say bye or anything.
He had an Uber waiting.
Oh,
but he could have said goodbye.
Is it Uber? He's an Uber pool. And
I'll text
so
him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'll text him. I'll be like, hey, man, sorry we didn't get to say bye. I had a great time on the show with you today. Also, are you trying?
Are you trying? How often?
That's
are you
that's
tracking
fun.
Your cycles? And
yeah.
Next week, we're going to be in Denver on October 18th and Phoenix on October 19th and 20th, doing some My Brother Me and Adventure Zone shows. That's Adventure Zone versus Dracula Halloween special. First of all, go to bit.ly/McElroyTours to get the information and tickets for those. And if you have a question you want answered
or a wish to Funglore you want read aloud, you can email mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put the city name for the show you'll be attending in the subject line. We're also going to be in Indianapolis and Milwaukee coming up in November. And at the end of October, Dad and I are going to be at MCM London doing a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, you can find out all the information and tickets at bit.ly/McElroyTours.
We have some great new Trav Nation long sleeve shirts designed by Riley Woolworth up in the McElroy merch shop. We got some other stuff in there. The Taz Balance Hunger Dice have been restocked up in there. So if you're in the market for a new dice set, take a look over there. That's over at McElroyMerch.com. And 10% of all proceeds this month will go to Native Women Lead. So McElroyMerch.com to check out that great new shirt and the dice and everything else. Thank you to Montaigne also for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It is, as we transition into fall away from summer and you're looking for a song that's maybe a little less party, a little more contemplative, this is the one for you.
This is going to get,
if you go to patreon.com/Montaigne, by the way, Montaigne's yes. got a Patreon right there. You can join.
That's a Sick. Premium follow right there.
Do we have a final wish from Funglore?
Yes. Let's raise it up. Let's raise okay. up our wish to the big man. I wish roller coasters were slower and didn't go as high.
He's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
So my brother, may kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.